Okay, so what is your name?
Marcus Nosey.
Marcus Nosey, Terry.
Just one second.
Yeah?
Yeah, I do.
Okay, so the Honorable Luis Quinones will be conducting your hearing, so if you just stand by the phone. Sir, when your hearing is concluded, when you conclude your hearing, don't hang it up, just set the phone down on the desk, please, okay?
Okay.
All right.
All right, on desk, but y'all leave it hanging.
Okay.
Okay, sir, can you state your full name and ADC number for the record?
Marcus Wayne Nosey, 289-303.
Well, good morning, sir.
Good morning.
You're appearing before the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency for a revocation hearing regarding your community supervision. This hearing is regarding the one alleged violation listed on your warrant of arrest. You should have been given a form notifying you of this hearing at least 5 days ago. I see that you signed that form on November 16, 2017. Is that correct, sir?
For the parole hearing?
Yes, for the hearing. Hearing date.
Yes.
That form listed your hearing rights. One of those rights is that you could hire, at your expense, a lawyer to represent you. See no attorney with you in the room, or are you representing yourself today, sir?
Yes.
I would like to introduce you to the members of the board conducting the hearing today. This morning, we are authorized for a four-member panel. And if you can see on the teleconference screen, to my extreme left, at the end of the bench, is the Honorable Mr. David Neal. After him is the Honorable Mr. Michael Johnson. To my right is the Honorable Ms. Gail Rittenhouse. My name is Luis Quinones. I'll be serving as the panel chairman for this hearing. Also in the room is our Community Corrections Officer, Mr. Oliveri, and he'll be representing the Department of Corrections as well as your parole officer. Before we get started, I need to swear you in. So Mr. Nosey and Mr. Oliveri, do you solemnly swear to tell the whole truth and nothing but the truth, so help you God, or so you affirm?
Yes.
I do.
Sir, this hearing will be conducted in two phases. Phase one will be to determine if you violated the conditions of community supervision, with phase two deciding if your supervision should be continued or revoked. And we begin the first phase of the hearing by reading from the warrant of arrest. When I read the allegation to you, you need to respond whether it is true or false. If you believe the allegation is false, the board will take further testimony from our community corrections officer, and then we can talk about it. The board members will make the final determination whether or not you violated your conditions. Do you understand what I just explained to you, sir?
Yes, it's what I came in for.
Yes, sir. So, I'll begin phase one by reading from the warrant of arrest. According to the warrant, you violated the conditions of supervision and have lapsed or probably about to lapse under criminal rules. Your company as follows. Allegation number one, and there's only one allegation. Violation of condition number three is demonstrated by your act of changing your place of residence at 1233 North Mesa Drive, Unit 1067, Mesa, Arizona, on or about December 1st, 2014, without the prior approval of your assigned parole officer. Your whereabouts are unknown, thus you're an absconder from supervision. Mr. Nosey, is this true or false?
True.
Thank you, sir. Based on Mr. Nosey's admission, I move to find him delinquent as he violated the terms and conditions of his supervision and that he may have or have lapsed into criminal ways or company inasmuch that he was missing from community supervision for a considerable amount of time.
Second.
Edward Reed.
Okay, Mr. Nosey, we're going to continue with the second phase of the hearing. This phase is important because during this phase, we will determine whether or not your supervision will be continued or revoked. But before we move on, please stand by as Mr. Oliveri, our community corrections officer, is going to give us additional background information regarding your case. If you'll just stay on the phone, we will come back to you momentarily for questions. Mr. Oliveri.
Offender Dempsey was released from the Department of Corrections on September 29th of 2014. He was arrested on November 1st of 2017 by Scottsdale PD on an absconder warrant only. Returned back to DOC custody that same day, he has 1,066 days abscond. His projected supervision end date will be on December 28th of 2017. Current convictions, 2012, aggravated assault, 1 year. And in 2014, marijuana violation, 1 year. There are no prior convictions noted. He has only one term with ADC. CU and IR scores are a 2-2, mental health score of a 1, and a substance abuse score of a 2. There is no SDG gang information noted. There are no prior terms of supervision. He has minimal disciplinary history. There are no other arrests noted, and his community risk level is a G1, B2.
Thank you, Mr. Oliveri. Back to you, Mr. Mosey. We'll make a quick review of your case supervision summary. It looks like that you were released with an approved residence at 1233 North Mesa Drive, Mesa, Arizona, on or about December 1st, 2014. You changed the place of residence without prior consent of your parole officer. Is that correct, sir?
Sure.
How long, where were you living after you left that residence?
Went back to the White Mountain Reservation.
It seems that you disappeared from community supervision so quickly that we didn't have any verifiable employment. Were you working at all?
Yes, I did work for a while. I went under a WIIA program, which was just like 90 days, 3 months. But towards the past year, or since the beginning of the year, I had like 3 jobs. I was working in a kitchen, a fast food restaurant, and then like between those, I was at a daily labor system doing construction, or like demolition to be exact.
Thank you, sir. And we commend you for working. That's always a good sign. I recognize that you had absconded, but still, people pursuing work is always well received by the board. Sir, you disappeared from community supervision for a very long time, 1,066 days. I asked you about work, but what else were you doing during that time?
I was just staying with my family, staying with my friends. Other than that, I was just, I don't really know what I could say I was doing, except I was running, I guess.
Why did you leave community supervision or not make contact with your parole officer, sir?
I wanted to do what I wanted to do, which I'm now finding out was wrong, but then for some reason I wanted to say I felt feared and I didn't know what was being told to me, if it was right or wrong, or if I was just like being used.
Well, sir, this is unfortunate because it would seem that based on when you were returned to the correction system, which was fairly recently, you didn't have that much time left on your community supervision. And if you had just cooperated with a parole officer, you would have been through with the correction system a long time ago. Again, I want to commend you for working, for trying to be productive, but it's hard to ignore the long period that you were missing from community supervision. What were you doing that caused the Scottsdale Police Department to make contact with you when you were arrested?
Well, I was basically running, I guess.
I mean, why did they make contact with you, sir?
because supposedly they just showed up and they said it was their problem here, and then next you know, they said, here you go, you know, you got a warrant, so I'm going to take you in. I was like, okay.
Okay, sir. I'm going to ask my fellow board members if they have any further questions for you. Okay, Mr. Nosey, we're getting close to the end of your hearing. Is there a final statement that you would like to make before the board goes into discussion? We really ask that you don't repeat yourself, but this is your hearing. So is there anything else you'd like to share?
No.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Nosey. The board will be going into discussion. It may sound like we're speaking with you, but it is the board discussing the case amongst itself before we come to our individual votes. So if you'll just remain on the telephone, we'll come back to you shortly with our decision. Thank you, sir. The board now, pardon me, the board is now in discussion. Fellow board members, I think this particular case is pretty straightforward. Mr. Nosey sounds very pleasant. I'm glad that he was seeking work when he was outside of the correction system. But the fact remains he was missing from community supervision for over 1,000 days. And with only 22 days left on his sentence, I think this time would be best spent for him to just come together, or pardon me, put together a plan for his safe return to the community. It sounds like that the majority of his time was spent back in his reservation, where I'd like to believe there are programs available for him. But that's where I'd like to begin the discussion.
I agree with you.
Therefore, I'm going to make a motion, and that is based on the information provided in warrant number 2015W0129, our discussion with Mr. Nosey, as well as information provided by the Department of Corrections. I move to revoke community supervision as Mr. Nosey was delinquent, violated the terms and conditions of supervision, and had lapsed, or was about to lapse in a criminal related company, inasmuch that he was missing from community supervision for 1,066 days, and we could not account for his activities outside of the correction system, and that is my motion.
Second.
Agreed.
Okay, Mr. Nosey. Your supervision has been revoked and you'll be released on or about December 28, 2017. Again, that's just 22 short days away. So if you'll just take advantage of this time to work with your CO3 on your return plan, and we wish you the best when you return to the community in just a few weeks. We hope for you to be successful, productive, happy, and we want to thank you for appearing before the board today. This hearing is concluded. No further discussion may take place. And if you could just set down the phone, we'll be ready for the next inmate. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you for your time. Bye.